All right, good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, happy Father's Day. Okay, let me start with our questions. So have you ever given up something important to achieve what you really wanted? Have you ever given up something important to achieve what you really wanted? Beth, do you have something? Do you want to be a movie star when you're young?
Definitely not.
Okay, so Michael, so do you have something to share your story? So what did you want to be?
Sorry?
What did you want to be when you're young?
Me?
Yeah.
Policeman.
Policeman?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Racist people like you.
All right. So Dwayne, what did you want to be when you were young?
Forever a doctor.
Forever a doctor. So now you're a doctor?
No,
engineer. But for me, it's doctor. So George, Father George. So what did you want to be when you were young?
Pilot.
Driver of airplane, right? All right. So, Edwin, what do you want to be?
I want to be an engineer, but I couldn't afford it.
Ah, really? So your dream is here, engineer. And Horson, what do you want to be?
I wanted to become a trillionaire, but survived.
All right. So finally, Matty.
Yeah.
What did you want to be when you were young?
I want to be a father, yeah. Successful. I become a father.
Wow. Dream comes true to you. All right. So when I was in high school, I had a burning desire to become a guitarist. Yeah. And not high school. I don't know how old was I, but I think less than 3 years old, 4 years old. That's me, real me, yeah. So yes, I already got guitar, yeah. So yeah, but when I was in high school, night after night, I would practice until 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. in the morning. Some nights, I never went to bed at all, just me and my guitar. Remember, this was before the internet and YouTube tutorials. I had no music theory, just my ears and determination. I would listen to songs over and over, trying to figure out each note and chord. My friends thought I was crazy. But after 2 years of this intense dedication, I had become a skilled guitarist. That's the photo in Melbourne Box Hill, the youth conference. So, yeah, those sleepless nights weren't wasted. They opened doors I never expected. I started playing with other musicians, which led to opportunities I couldn't have imagined before. Could I have achieved this without effort? No, never. This brings us to today's reading from Luke 14, where Jesus talks about the cost of following him. He says that to be his disciple, we must be willing to give up something or everything we have. Now, this might sound harsh, like we are losing something precious. But I want us to think about it differently. Instead of focusing on what we give up, let's focus on what we are working toward. It's about the effort, the passion, and the commitment we put into something that truly matters. This principle is not unique to faith. It's how life works. To gain anything worthwhile, we must invest ourselves. We go to work every day, not because it's always fun. Sweet, you always fun in your job?
Not really.
Okay, because you, your boss is here. Okay, I think we need to have some individual time without Lori and her son. All right. So, it's not always fun, right? But because we are building something, providing for our families, creating security, planning for the future. That's why we labor and earn our living. Following Jesus requires the same kind of commitment. It's not enough to say simply yes to Jesus. True discipleship must be lived out through our actions, through obedience that others can see and experience. Think about your own faith journey. Why do you drag yourself out of bed on Sunday, not morning, but Sunday morning, when you could sleep in? Why do you come here when you're tired from the week, when part of you wants to relax at home or go somewhere fun? You make this choice because something deeper calls you. I believe this is faith. Even when money is tight, you still give offerings to support God's work. Even with packed schedules, you volunteer your time for church ministry and serve in practical ways. To many people around us, this looks foolish, maybe. They don't understand why we prioritize church when we are exhausted, or why we give money when our budgets are already stretched. But we don't see our faith commitment as foolish because we understand what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Let's have a look. Our second reading from Philemon shows us what this costly obedience looks like in real relationships. Paul writes to his friend Philemon about a slave named Onesimus who had apparently wronged his master and run away. But Paul makes an extraordinary request. He asks Philemon not just to forgive Onesimus, but to welcome him back not as a slave, but as a beloved brother. Imagine what this meant in the era of the Roman Empire. Slaves were considered property, not people. A runaway slave faced execution if caught. So Ivan, did you watch Spartacus, the drama, American drama? No. Have you, anyone has watched the drama, Spartacus? No? Spartacus? No? Just me? All right. Thank you. So the drama showed the reality of the slave in Roman Empire. So the master usually killed the runaway, the slave. That's the law and tradition. Always runaway slave faced execution if caught in the era of Roman Empire. for Philemon to forgive Onesimus and treat him as family would have seemed absolutely ridiculous to his neighbors. People would have mocked him, called him weak, said he was destroying the social order. Yet, this is exactly what Paul asks him to do, to follow the way of the cross even when it costs him his reputation and social standing. This brings us to Father's Day. When I think about fathers, I see men who act exactly what Jesus was talking about in Luke 14. So let us watch the YouTube video prepared. So what does it mean to be a father? It means your life is not just about you anymore. Fathers get up early and work hard. Often at jobs they don't really enjoy because they want to take care of their families. They give up things they want so that your children can have what they need. When they are tired on the weekend, they still take their kids to soccer practice or basketball or netball or help with homework because being a dad comes first. Fathers have to forgive just like Philemon was asked to forgive Onesimus. When their teenager says mean things, or makes bad choices, father, don't give up on them. When their grown-up children don't call or makes bad choice, don't call or visit as much as they'd like, fathers, keep loving them anyway. When their child gets in trouble, fathers are there to help, even when it's embarrassing or costs them money. To people watching from the outside, some things fathers do might look foolish. Working overtime to pay for dance lessons, coaching Little League for free, driving across the state for a 5-minute graduation ceremony, getting up at 3 a.m. when the baby cries. Sorry. But fathers do these things. Why? It is simple. It is because they are father, that's it. This is exactly what Jesus meant about the cost of discipleship. Fathers shows us what it looks like to put someone else first, to sacrifice for love, to keep going even when it's hard. When I watch fathers love their children this way, I understand God's love for us better. Our Heavenly Father paid the ultimate cost when He sent Jesus to die for us. Even when we disappoint Him, He doesn't give up on us. Even when we ignore him or make bad choices, he keeps loving us and calling us back. Today, we celebrate the fathers among us who show us what costly love looks like every day. Like the people Jesus talked to in Luke 14, you've counted the cost of love and decided to pay it. Like Philemon, you are called to forgive and love even when it's hard. To every father here, your love matters more than you know. When you sacrifice for your family, you're showing them what God's love is like. When you forgive your children, you're teaching them about God's grace. And to those who want to be fathers but haven't had that chance yet, God sees your heart. The love you have to give is precious to him, and he has ways for you to share the love. I'd like to call each father here by name. So, Matthew, father, right? And Dwayne, Michael, and George, Harrison, and Edwin, and I. Thank you for your sacrifice as a dad. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for your love and guidance for your family. May God the Father bless you and keep you. May His love fill your homes and His peace guide your families. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the fathers among us who reflect your love through their sacrificial service. Strengthen them in their calling. Comfort those who long to be fathers and those missing fathers today. Bless all our families and help us follow Jesus faithfully. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.